Shout out to Little Passports for supporting my show. Little Passports offers globally inspired, award-winning kits designed for curious kids to fuel their inner explorer, whether building a solar-powered robot, creating a Spanish mosaic, or cooking tasty Brazilian treats. Kids ages 3 to 10 will love learning with Little Passports. For our listeners, with Little Passports is offering new customers 20% off when you go to littlepassports.com/Lori. For you, where are you selling your dream at? Where are you giving it up? At what point? Like, as soon as you realize your price, it makes you really aware that you are literally offering up and handing over your dream to something. You're giving your control to that thing. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, three-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere from being a broke waitress, barista, retail associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself to later becoming a multi-millionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363, you can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started. Welcome back to the podcast. It's time for another quickie because you know why. There's always time to fit in inspiration. And today's going to be short and sweet, guys, because I really want to just have you get this point that if you want to attract more, you have to become more attractive and you'll attract more attractive things. I'm not saying go get hair extensions and your nails did and a spray tan, but that's not a bad idea either. Just kidding. But for real, if you want to attract more, become more attractive and you'll attract more attractive things. What does that mean? That means that you yourself as a human need to make yourself more attractive to yourself. Do things that make you like who you are more. When you think of an attractive person, not looks involved. I'm talking when you think of someone who walks in the room who is magnetic. When you think of someone who people always want to be around, what are the things that they do that make people want to be around them? What are the things they do that attract opportunities to them? Now, I'm going to use this example because it's here and it's now and it's very present of what we kind of are all doing and what we need in our businesses, et cetera. So when you think of somebody who is maybe going viral on TikTok or on Instagram, maybe they're an influencer or maybe they're doing just such epic things, they're going viral with their business. So when you think of them, what are they doing? They are spending time. They are committing time. They are committing themselves to the craft. Yes, the craft of learning social media, learning a strategy, creating content, creating pillars, and creating a plan, putting it in their calendar, planning it, and showing up and being freaking consistent on that platform and creating things that add value to people's lives. Now, we can look at this through every single channel of life. It doesn't need to be social media. The people who attract attractive things and attractive opportunities and other attractive people. Remember, I'm not talking about looks with this. I'm talking about the things that you desire, those opportunities that you desire, those people that you want to be around because they're magnetic and they're vibrating at a really high frequency. It is because they are doing the things that make them more attractive. And these are the things that daily are not easy. I'm telling you this because right now I'm trying so hard to be consistent on social media. And a lot of days I just feel like my content is shit. But that is what it's going to take in order for me to understand what hits, what doesn't, what do I have the bandwidth for, what do I need to schedule in more. And you can do these things little by little. It can be so overwhelming to look at the big scope and think that you need to be doing all of the things. When was the last time you lost track of time doing something fun? It was probably when you were a kid. And the right activity can help you find a completely new world to lose yourself in and to learn about yourself in. And you can help your child or your friend's children or your nieces or your nephews do the same thing with Little Passports using my code Lori. Little Passports offers globally inspired award-winning kits designed for curious kids to fuel their inner explorer. Each month, Little Passports will send a kit packed with play-based activities, interactive crafts, puzzles, games, and stories to help kids have fun while they learn about the world around them. You guys, this sounds so amazing. I want to do it. Whether building a solar-powered robot, creating a Spanish mosaic, or cooking tasty Brazilian treats, kids ages 3 to 10 are going to love learning with Little Passports. And Little Passports makes the perfect gift for parents and grandparents, aunts and uncles, godparents and educators, especially during holiday times. This takes so much thought out of gifting. So many of my friends have kids and I hear them constantly talk about how tough it is not only to find new things to entertain their kids, but also to teach them at the same time. I know a lot of you listening are working parents and might struggle to find the time between building your businesses and finding the right tools to teach your children while entertaining them with fun. And Little Passport subscription boxes covers culture, geography, and STEM subjects depending on your child's age group. Choose from month-to-month, 6-month, or 12-month subscriptions, whichever is right for you, and you can stop at any time. For listeners of the show, Little Passports is offering new customers 20% off when you go to littlepassports.com/Lori. That's 20% off when you go to littlepassports.com/Lori. littlepassports.com/Lori. But what is one thing right now that would even make yourself more attractive to you? Because the thing that makes us attractive to ourselves is following through on our word. Now, I had this conversation. This quote actually is coming off of a conversation from a podcast that I did with a man named Keith Yaki. And he was sharing a story with me about how he's a coach for men who want to be more sexy, attractive to their wives. They want to be better husbands. They want to be better partners. And he was coaching a guy and he said, the guy was telling him, I came really close. I was doing 75 hard and I made it to day, like it was like day like 72 or something crazy. It was like day 65 or 72. Like he almost completed it after doing all of this hard work. And Keith asked him, he goes, well, what did you sell your dream to? Or what was the price? Like, what was the price for your dream? And he's like, what do you mean? He's like, well, you gave up your dream. You sold it. Like, what was your price? Because you have a price, obviously, that at some point you are handing over your dream for something. Like, what was it? What did you give it up for? And the guy was like, oh my gosh. I mean, I was out with these people and, you know, they were important people to me and I hadn't like, the guy bought a bunch of food and he bought out the bar and I just felt like I couldn't not do it around these people. And, you know, I wanted to impress them or whatever it was that he wanted to do. And he's like, okay, well, just know that when you're around fancy people, you give up your dream, or this is the cost. These people can buy your dream from you, or this thing can buy your dream, right? You give up your dream for these things. And I had a moment of, oh my God, what is stopping me from doing the things that I know are so important to my dreams? What are the things that are actually stopping me from doing the discipline of the social media and learning it, right? Because that's so important to my business. Like for marketing, my business requires social media. And if I really believe in my business, and if I am going to be the person who's going to take it to where it needs to go, I need to dial it in. I need to learn all about this. I need to make sure that I follow through and show up and figure it out even when it's hard, or I'm not being responsible for my vision. So for you, where are you selling your dream at? Where are you giving it up? At what point? Like, what are the things that are stopping me from doing social media? What are the things that are stopping me from sending that scary email? What are the things that are stopping me from having the discipline that I know that I need to have in the morning in order to have the energy throughout the day, right? Because for some of us, we are selling our vision for 2 glasses of wine every night because it makes you more tired. You don't have the ideas. You don't feel as fresh. For some of us, we're selling out because our friends are mad at us for not seeing them, instead of maybe having a conversation with our friends and finding some new damn friends who actually support you on your big vision, right? Some of us are selling out because we just don't really feel like it. Some of us are selling out for Netflix every single night. We're just handing over our dream. So when you realize what you're doing it for and you're like, oh shit, my cost isn't very high. Like literally the price of my dreams is becoming Anna, right? Literally the price of my dreams is Netflix. The price of my dreams is 2 glasses of wine every night. The price of my dreams is when my friends are mean to me. The price of my dreams is when someone is mean online that I don't even know, when a troll is mean. I give up right there. What's your price? Like as soon as you realize your price, it makes you really aware that you are literally offering up and handing over your dream to something. You're giving your control to that thing. And if that pisses you off like it pissed me off, then I hope that it lights a fire under your ass to realize that you need to up the price of your dreams, because nobody is taking mine from me. And I hope that you feel the same. You guys, I'm sending you so much love, and I hope that this resonates with you. Let me know your takeaways. I always love to hear your biggest takeaways from the podcast. And as always, you know that it is huge for a podcast, and it just like means the absolute world to me when you upload to stories and when you text to a friend. And if you haven't yet, subscribe, share, all of the things, because that is how literally a podcast lives on. And you guys, I so appreciate you. It means the world to me. And until next time, earn your happy and don't sell your dreams.